time to check out the numbers this morning as we check in with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
And it looks like we're seeing quite a bit of red out there this morning, Bill.
Yeah, it's a new month, and we just kind of continue to be on the defensive here as far as the markets go. We're actually testing some of the previous low areas here. Let's look here at prices real quick here. We got September corn at 365 and three quarters, down 5 1/4. December is at 375 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. November beans are at 930, down 10 1/4. The September wheat is at 490 and three quarters, down 8 1/2. And December wheat is 496 and three quarters, down 8. We have the dollar has actually turned around a little bit. It was higher earlier, but we're at 97.42, down 14 right now. And the crude oil is off about 160 at this current time. So there's a lot going on, I guess. I think a lot of reasons that there's pressure on the market this morning. I think weather being one of the main ones. It just looks like there's not a lot to be said about the weather other than it's kind of conducive to things maybe at least not getting worse. I don't know if improving is the right word or not. There's worries about the export demand out there. South America continues to be aggressive, and they're out there aggressively selling, especially in the new crop. And I think one of the things that's kind of hanging over the market here is some fear of, as far as the fund liquidation. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about some funds that had not done very well, and we've seen several articles about funds going out of the commodity business and, you know, removing their commodity funds and that type of thing. So some fear there. On the positive side, the positive from a price standpoint, the EU corn production, they came out with an estimate late last week, and it was down from their previous estimate. They're having some drought problems over there. So I think that the attitude this week is that we're going to probably take prices down and see where we can find the buyers, and we will expect to see volatility pick up as we move into the report next week.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign, Illinois, updating us on the numbers here this morning.